A listener exclusive.
Well, of course it is Wagga Wagga Takes Two time again. Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2024 opens this Thursday night. Still tickets available for Thursday night. If you want tickets for Friday and Saturday, you might be out of luck there. Those two shows sold out and sold out rather quickly. As we head towards opening night on Thursday night, we are meeting the cast of Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2024 on our Behind the Act podcast. And joining us on the podcast, as he has on all of the previous podcasts already in the series, the Vice President of the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Committee, Michael Patterson. How are you, Paddo?
Potsy, how are you today?
Good, mate. Who's joining us today?
Today we have the lovely man himself, lovely Martin Duna. Well, I call one person every year lovely, so...
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
Welcome, Marty.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Marty, of course, is in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two this year, partnered with Shelley McCormack, so you're in very, very good hands. She's won this thing so many times over the journey. Not that I want to put any pressure on you
at all, thanks,
Marty.
Yeah.
And representing your charity Wellways, which we'll talk about in a tick. Paddo, Marty and I go back a long way.
You do.
We go back a long way. We trekked Kokoda together back in 2010. Marty was the man responsible for getting us to the point where we could trek Kokoda.
Was that you know, former job or something?
No, I actually still do a bit of PT.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, back then it was great fun, just climbing hills for the joy of it.
Yeah, right. Of course it was. Bloody great fun.
You know, it was quite a good time putting them through their paces and, probably making them a bit ill at some point. So
this could work two ways. I'm sure Potsy's got a bit of payback here, but...
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. But you can also tell us there'd be a side of Potsy that we probably don't know as well. So.
Oh, no, he's quite the gentleman in the jungle. He probably changed his tune a bit sometimes when it was a bit steep, but other than that, he's quite the gentleman, yes.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Marty. That's very good. I'll be a bit kinder to you on show nights. No, it was a lot of fun and a great group of people to go away with.
It was.
So, Marty, you've told us that you do a little bit of PT at Club Lime.
Yeah.
For those people who don't know, tell us the Marty Duna story.
Oh, look, I'm like a boy, born and bred, and actually did a trade as a baker, went through into management and safety and quality assurance, and now I'm working out at the uni as a manager as well. So... that's my story in work life. In other things than that, I'm the camper, I'm a fisher, I'm an outdoor type person. I just love living life to the fullest and probably jumping into adventures. So Kokoda and Wagga Takes Two sort of go together.
Well, how did you get involved in Wagga Wagga Takes Two?
Oh, yeah, this is a story. I was sitting in my office out at the university and... a colleague, and I'll say her name this time because I think she deserves it, Amanda, she came into my office and said, look, you can't performance manage me, you can't sack me, you can't discipline me, but I've nominated you to be in Wagga Takes Two. And I just sort of fell off my seat and said, what? And yeah, she said, well, I wanted to do it, but because I'm a professional singer, I couldn't, but I was asked if I knew anyone else, and I suggested you, and I said, she told me why and who... we were going to raise money for, which is Wellways, and I just said, I'm in, I'm buckle up, I'm going to do this. I really am, you know, this sort of charity really sets with me, so that's why I decided to do it. And, you know, having looked back now, it's great.
Tell us about Wellways.
Yeah.
Wellways, not many people know this, but it's the biggest provider of mental health services in our region, from, you know, Griffith, Denny, Tamora, Young, Albury, and in Wagga. They're providing mental health services. And Wellways, I think, to sum it up, they're basically helping people out in crisis. So I really take my hat off to those people there. And the people that I've met there, a lot of them have experienced it themselves. So they've been through a journey and they're helping people get through their journey to on the other side of it, hopefully, because they do, you know, after suicide support services, but they also do way back programs. So after a suicide attempt, they help people into housing, who need help into housing, so the homeless. They provide services to people who, you know, are just not coping. So they need that hand, you know, even to learn how to live independently and things like that. So, yeah, not that well known, but the name
but
itself, saying Well Ways, says it in itself. Yep. So that's what they're doing.
One of the great things about Wagga Wagga Takes Two, yes, we raise some money for the charity, but we also create awareness about the charity. So, you know, it's a platform where charities can get a bit of exposure. But from the sounds of things, they do great work.
Oh, absolutely. I've got down there. I've met them. The stories they have of supporting even, you know, young families through, you know, crises and their, you know, young kids and things through very, very difficult periods has really touched my heart. And just seeing their commitment and, the, you know, in our local region, the reason why we're raising money for Well Ways is so that they can get a community van.
Great idea.
And this to them is, and I actually sat down with them and I said, look, what does it really mean to you? And they said to me, look, it will actually create an identity for us in this region. So that people could get around and say, well, that's the Well Ways van. I can come up and talk to them. Yep. They can cook a barbecue, but they can also get out to the homeless and actually hopefully be able to wash their clothes, get them a feed, you know, just help them out and find out where they are and how to get them out of those situations. So that's what they're out there doing in our community, which is fantastic.
And their services will be needed because the cost of living and crises that people are going through now.
It's not getting better.
No.
So the other side of it is the youth. So other than the 960 people that they've trained in suicide prevention, you know, they've got some social media programs aimed at the youth to help them through mental health issues.
Yep.
So that's reached over 2 million people. They've got 10,000 followers, which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we need to be hitting as well. So they're doing amazing things. And walking into their office, I can see a lot of young people sort of, you know, grouping together and solving issues and trying to support each other as well to get out in the community. And it's great to see that.
That's fantastic. Mm. It really is.
Now we like to talk about the Wagga Wagga Takes Two journey.
Yeah. How was the journey coming to the song selection?
Shelley sort of said, well, let me know what songs you like. You know, I threw a big list of songs and she said, come back and said, well, that one's probably not going to work.
Right.
But there was a couple in there that we sort of tossed around and I said, oh, this one, you know, really gets me grooving and moving.
Yeah.
And we went with that one. And it's just, I know it's probably people would look at me and go, oh, I wouldn't know that. But but I reckon it's going to really rock on the night.
One of the things I reckon you'd love, Marty, having sort of Trek Kokoda with you, and I know how much teamwork is an important thing to you. You'd be loving the team aspect of the 2024 cast, how they've all sort of, now that we're coming together as one team before we get on stage.
Yeah, they're absolutely all great, amazing larrikins. They're just a group of people, and it's just nice to meet different people and sort of gel with them. And they're quite forthcoming with, you know, their friendships and things like that. So it feels like it's a real team and it's lots of fun. And I encourage anyone that wants to have it a go. You probably get the same experience that I'm feeling now, which is, oh, we're in this together and we're going to have a good time as a team. So it's great.
Now tell us about your work colleagues and or family have been trying to find out the song. Have you had to throw them, you know, off the course? Have you gone keeping the secret?
Well, that's very true. Obviously I've got two adult boys and their partners and they've been trying very hard to sort of get it out of me, like, and it has been quite difficult because I've had to sort of hide it away a little bit. So when I know they're coming around, I'd put things away. Yep. And might give it away. But
what about your work colleagues? Have
well,
they been?
That's a funny story there. I actually one afternoon I was at work working late. One of my colleagues said, "Hey, look, I need to lock the printer room up. Are you going to use it today?" And I just wasn't thinking and I said no, and I actually printed the song off and left it on the printer. And knowing that they start at 5 a.m. in the morning the next day, I actually got up at 4:30 to go into work to get it off the printer. So yeah, it was a bit scary. I thought, oh no, everyone's gonna know. So but anyway, all good.
And mate, just before we finish up, Marty, what would be the one thing you've discovered about Wagga Wagga Takes Two that perhaps you didn't know before you joined the cast of the show and got into the nitty-gritty of how it all works?
To be very honest with you, it's how hard everyone works behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. It's the amount of, and you just said teamwork about the cast, but the teamwork about the people behind the scenes that put the show together, it's just amazing. I really take my hat off to all of those people that make this Wagga Takes Two what it is. And you know, I want to be part of it from now on because I believe it's such a great thing. Just forgive me, just one more thing, and it's the generosity of the community.
Yeah.
That is definitely, nothing's too hard. And, you know, it is, you know, cost of living is quite high at the moment. Yep. And they're just so giving. That's something else that I've taken away. The donations that we've had in terms of, you know, just prizes for raffles and things. I just walk into a place and they virtually walk around the shop picking things off shelves. And I'm like, okay, yep. I ask for the minimum, but they're just out giving me the maximum. I'm so happy for that. And just even places like, you know, the correctional centre out at Junee were quite generous and just different places you wouldn't expect. So, they may do it all the time, but you know, it was the first time I've ever approached them and they were quite generous. So it's really good. Just people that randomly have just said, oh, God, what can I do for you? Yeah. What can we do for you? And they just step up to the plate. Our glitter ball was a great success.
It was a great night. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Fitz's memorial
the beer day. That's a great day.
Absolute Mesh donated one of the major prizes, which was worth over $1,000 for that, which was great. And I was appreciated for that.
So. Yeah.
It's fantastic to have you as part of the show, Marty. Looking forward to sharing the stage with you. We're getting close. Thanks for joining us on the podcast and good luck on show nights.
Thank you.
Marty Duna, everybody, partnered with Shelley McCormack, representing Wellways in this year's Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two, which is this week, opening on Thursday night, everybody. And if you want to see the show this year, the only way you can see it is by purchasing tickets for Thursday night. If you want tickets, you can get them through the Wagga Wagga Takes Two website or the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page, or you can head to 123Ticks and follow the links to purchase your tickets to Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. So remember, only tickets are available for Thursday night show. Friday and Saturday night are both sold out. Well worthwhile getting tickets because, as well as the 10 great acts, our special guest entertainer and judge this year is the one and only Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish. Well, with this episode featuring Marty today, that now means that we have met 9 of the 10 celebrities participating in this year's Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Join us tomorrow here on the Listener app with the Behind the Act podcast. We'll meet our final celebrity contestant for 2024. That is Jess McCarthy.
A Listener exclusive.